Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, I wore my puffy coat this morning. I'm doing great.
Your puffy coat?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little chilly out there, Brock.
It is. I was telling, entertaining the masses with my story this morning about how I was wearing my light spring coat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I stepped outside.
And you're like, nope.
And my testicles immediately right up inside. So I was like, I should probably get my long coat.
Hey, you got a bigger chest now, though.
Hey, thanks, buddy. You noticed. I'm trying to work them down.
Right. What are those two bumps on your chest?
It's cold,
man.
It's cold. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Today we're going to talk about the most adult thing we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this adulting thing, being responsible, it's not easy.
You know, you came up with this topic yesterday, and it's making my brain hurt trying to think of something adultish that I
actually, I had to explain to you what the word adult meant,
yeah.
Which was the damnedest thing.
What?
You're like, adult? So this was kind of a struggle for you. I think you got a couple, though,
uh-huh.
That are good. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Give us a call. Comment on Facebook when we come back. The most adult things, or thing in your case, half a thing we've ever done.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It is a good morning.
7:38:31. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. This morning, though, we are talking about being adults. And I know there's a lot of snickering right now on the other side of the speakers. People are like, oh, yeah, Brock and Hunter talking about being adults. You know
right.
What? Shut up! Because we are adults. And I feel like we've
take our word for what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I try not to go too crazy with the adulting because I don't want to lose the essence of my youth.
No, I love being a kid.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
I already look old enough. I don't want to act that age. You know, I've had a very rough life. A lot of smoking and drugs and alcohol. It's worn me down.
You look like you're 65, Brock.
You son of a good 65.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Like a vibrant 65.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah,
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the most adult thing you've ever done?
Well, I mean, thinking about it, I mean, you kind of brought it up earlier. I did get engaged last year.
Mm-hmm.
I did get married.
You did. That's a very adult thing.
Yeah.
Very adult thing.
I felt really adultish doing it, too.
Do you feel adult now when you got your ring on?
Like
I still do at times. I put it on, I'm like, I'm an adult.
All right. Feels
good. I got a wife. Yeah,
got a little extra hitch in my step,
yeah,
you know?
I like it. She's listening right now. That's why you said
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
I would have to say the most adult thing I have ever done is I stayed home instead of going out and drinking.
When?
I've done it before. I've said no to you. Don't do that. I've done that before.
Give me an example.
Well, this weekend's not a good example, but I've done it before.
Exactly.
Because that's, I think, a turning point. When you can honestly say, like, I don't want to go out tonight. I have a big day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay in.
I'm kind of with you on this
one.
Yeah,
I think that's a very adult thing to do.
Yeah, you know, I used to work the weekends every weekend for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
10 years. And then finally when it came to where like I had weekends off.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I just don't really feel like going out anymore.
I got some chores to do around the house. I'm going to be a responsible adult.
It is. That's the key right there. On a Friday night when you start doing housework instead of going out with your friends. Yeah, you might be a... Might be getting a little older.
Got a big day tomorrow. I'm going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
All right.
Hit up Lowe's, get some stuff for the garden.
How about this one? I knew I was an adult when I did go out drinking and the next morning. And the morning after that. And the morning after that. I was still feeling it from Friday night.
When you have your first 3-day hangover, you're an adult.
Like, God, my bones and my brain hurts.
Yeah, when your bones hurt after a night of drinking. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're going to take a quick break. What's the most adult thing you've ever done? More answers when we get back. Good morning. Let's fight, Hunter.
Let's do it, man.
That's an adult thing to do. Throw up in fisticuffs. It's 7:50.
Finish him.
Talking about the most adult things we've ever done. There's some good stuff on Reddit. I washed my walls.
No. Oh.
Ever
wash your walls. You had to power wash them, you know?
Yeah, get in there, scrub the walls.
Yeah, what was wrong
with
the walls?
I can honestly say I've never washed, like, an indoor wall. Outdoor I've washed, but indoor.
Like, sounds like indoor.
I don't know.
Maybe he's a smoker.
That could be.
Yeah.
Hey, Kiki stopped drawing on the walls, so that's good.
with crayons.
I took her crayons
markers.
Away, and so she doesn't draw on the walls anymore. See, someone else said I was Santa 1 year. That's kind of an adult thing.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
do.
You got to step up if you want to be Santa.
Because, I mean, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You could ruin a lot of kids' childhoods.
Right.
by not being, you know, an adult.
You got to hold the drinking off for a little bit so you don't smell like booze too much.
No, how do you think St. Nick had that jolly red nose? He had to hammer drunk the whole
exactly.
time. And he was doing lines with Rudolph.
With Rudolph and Mrs. Claus.
Rudolph and Santa had a huge cocaine problem.
I tell you, Prancer was the worst, though.
Prancer just liked musicals. That was the only thing, all right? Let's see. I called a group of teenagers a bunch of wild animals. I'm excited for that day.
Yeah, when you're an old man?
I haven't done that. And I'm starting to transition where I look at, like, teenagers and they do something. So I'm like, what a... You idiot.
I just can't wait to be old and yell at it like teenagers to get off my lawn.
It's going to be great.
Damn, kids!
That's a damn you!
Ah!
You young whippersnappers! You get out of here! Pants up to your chest.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be great.
Just pissed off at your wife all the time.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the most adult thing you've ever done?
Let's 20 bucks, says it's Larry.
Yeah. WIRX, hello.
Hey, good morning, Brock.
Morning.
Hey, Hunter.
What's up, man?
The most adult thing I think I've ever done is I found somebody that had been missing for a couple of months, and they gave me a $2,300 reward.
Really?
They offered it to me, and I gave it back to the family for some expenses that they had.
Larry, you're a hero.
Larry, you're a hero.
No, I'm not a hero.
I mean, you were my hero beforehand, but knowing that, good Lord.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome, man. How long ago was this, if you don't mind me asking?
A couple years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that why you wear that cape now all the time?
Only at home.
Only at home in your underwear.
Say, man, fly on over here. Go give you a hug.
All right, Larry. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Bye.
Flowers for me? Larry, I do declare.
No, I do have a question, though. What is the adult part? Finding the missing person or returning the $2,300?
God, man. Probably both. I mean,
I don't know.
Returning that's a lot of money to return.
I feel like that's the adult part. Because I think any of us, I think even a child would want to find a missing person.
Yeah, yeah.
But a child would keep the money.
Well, he found a missing, but he'd like go
you
out
know,
looking?
A greedy toddler would have kept that money. Uh-huh. They would have found the person and said, hey, thanks for the cash.
See ya.
I'm out of here. I'm going to take my teddy bear. I'm going to go.
I'm going to Walmart.
I don't know what we're going for here. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break.
Come on, one more adult thing
I
did.
What?
I grew a mustache like a few years ago.
You call that a mustache?
I'm still
that
trying.
You're still going for
all right,
it.
All right, Grizzly Adams over here.
No, I'll grow a mustache. You just keep clean shaving, buddy. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
7:59. I think we can put a bow on this topic.
I have zero other things.
We've said all the adult things we've done.
Uh-huh.
Bought a house, got married, paid my taxes.
What else could you do, though? I mean,
that's adultish?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not good at this.
Me neither, man. Why did we pick this as a topic?
I know.
We should have had our boss in or something.
I know. Zach, at least, is somewhat adult.
He's pretty adult.
Oh, my dentist appointment.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I made my own dentist appointment.
You did.
My mommy didn't do it for me. I'm still not sure exactly what I need to do.
Why'd you make your own dentist appointment? That sucks.
And
who wants to go in there and get their teeth grinded?
I got to, though, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
You know, I got this great smile.
Huh?
You notice it all the time.
I'm constantly
take care
looking
of it.
At your teeth. Yeah. What, you just got a piece of your tooth missing or something?
Well, back there, a filling broke off.
Oof.
And so now being an adult, I need to go get it fixed. Actually, I think the
for
more...
$2,300.
I think the more adult thing to do is just ignore it.
Right.
And just let the problem go. Yeah. That's the adult thing to do.
Suck it up, Nancy.
Just suck it up. Yeah. I don't got this kind of money to be throwing into my teeth. Come on now. Got other things to pay
just
for.
Just knock them out, man.
I got to buy the new God of War video game. I can't be fixing my teeth. Come on now.
You adult.
Look at you, you foolish adult with your responsibilities.
All right.
Well, thanks everyone for the calls, for the texts. Check out more WIRX.com, and you can still leave comments. We may revisit this with Kiki, the real adult in this situation.
Let's be honest, the wives are the real adults.
That's the only one. So Kiki's probably going to have this laundry list and be like, what? What are you talking about, you psycho? Rock 100.